Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to my radio audience. This afternoon, I would like to thank the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for being here again with you this afternoon. I suppose I've been here yesterday, but again, I had some more things to come up and I wasn't able to make it, but I am here today. I am here today. And we're here to pick up where we left off Saturday. God's law versus the law of the land. 8 weeks teaching all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 8. God's law. That's who we're talking about on this platform today. And that's what we have been talking and teaching you about for the last 2 weeks. This is the third week. This is the third week that we've been teaching you about the law of the God that put you here in this earth. God law versus the law of the land. Which one do you want to follow, people? Which one do you want to follow? You cannot follow both. You cannot follow both. Because all the laws of the land is put in place so you people can despise or reject or not accept the law of the God of Israel. So which one are you going to follow? I must establish the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as his prophet in this earth. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elishaba. Guest call in number 661-244-9831. Anyone would like to call in and voice their opinion or read a Bible verse or whatever it is that you want to say. We're going to go right into where we left off at. Right into where we left off. We are teaching you the Mitzvot out of the Torah, out of the Old Testament, the Hebrew scrolls. The Hebrew scrolls. That's what we're trying to establish today. That the Hebrew God is the one and true only God. There's no other God. He only had one name. He only had one law, and he only had one way. And that's what we are trying to establish, and that's what I will establish for the God of Israel in this earth. We must establish that the law is good. The law is holy. The law is true. The law is righteousness. We must establish this in the land. So let's go right into where we left off. I told you this is a lawless society. Everybody's lawless. Everybody is lawless. Why do I say everybody? Because that's the truth. Everybody is lawless. When I say lawless, that means you are going against what the Bible say or the Hebrew scrolls tell you to do, to uphold and follow the law of this land and the law of this world. So everybody lawless. My mama, her mama, my daddy, her daddy, and it just keep going on and on. And all our children, they are lawless. They don't know nothing about law. They don't understand what is good, what is wholesome, what is right. Only what you have taught them through your Christian church, your pagan Christian churches and all your churches. That's not lawless, what they are teaching in your churches. And I would love for a pastor or elder or minister or anybody, stop being cowards, people. Stop being a coward. I'm talking to you leaders right now. Stand up for what you believe in, your Jesus. Stand up for what you teach the people. Salvation and believing in Jesus and loving everybody. We're not under the law. We're under grace. We're under mercy. We're under the New Testament. Stand up for what you believe in. You Hebrew Israelites and all of y'all, don't be a coward. Don't be a coward. And that's what I see you people are, cowards. I am teaching a lie. And if I am teaching, if I'm not teaching the truth, then I need anybody that called themselves a leader to come on this platform and correct me. Correct me. That's your job as a leader, to correct me if I am wrong. But no, you people ain't going to do it. You know why? Because you don't know the Bible. You only know Bible verses. That's all you know, what you've been taught. So you talking to a woman that not only know the Bible, but I also know the God who wrote the Bible. And his name is Ahaya. And he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of the Hebrew nation. He's the God of the 12 tribes of Israel. I know that God personally. So, yeah, I'm here to defend him and who he is and who they are and what he told his people to do. Keep the law. So, anybody, y'all got enough courage? You have enough wisdom? You have enough knowledge? The prophet of the God of Israel is calling you out right now. But let's pick it up. I would be amazed if somebody come on here. I will be amazed. Y'all weak, pathetic leaders. That's what y'all are, weak and pathetic. God's law versus the law of the land, 8-week teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 8. Preparing kingdom to come. The Hebrew kingdom. I am preparing the remnant, the 10%. For the kingdom to come, the Hebrew kingdom will rise again. The kingdom that your rulers, the people that set up the law of this land, tried to hide, the Hebrew kingdom. They have been hiding it for many, many centuries. Don't nobody know who a Hebrew is. Don't nobody know who the Hebrew God is. But me as the prophet of the Hebrew kingdom, which is the 12 tribes of Israel, that's the kingdom right there. That's the kingdom right there. The 12 tribes of Israel. That's the kingdom to come. See, they done hid the Hebrew kingdom and told them that they were somebody else that they not. They hid the Hebrew kingdom through your religious institutions called churches and mosques and all the rest of them, synagogues. They hid the Hebrew God. How? By teaching you that his name is something else. By teaching you, it doesn't matter what his name is, what his color is, who he is. It doesn't matter. That's the most sickest, ridiculous statement that anybody could make in life. It doesn't matter what color he is. It doesn't matter what his name is. It doesn't matter what day I worship him. That is a very, very immature, childish statement. So you know what that proved to me? That all your leaders are children with no knowledge, no wisdom, and no sense. So I must prepare the remnant, because that's all going to make it to the kingdom. That's the new Jerusalem that's coming down over there in Revelation, that's going to sit on the holy mountain, Mount Zion, over there in Africa, in Jerusalem. That's the kingdom that's going to come down. And who's going to live there? The 12 tribes of Israel. That's who's going to be there, the remnant. So I must prepare the kingdom to come. The 12 tribes of Israel, the remnant, and the holy city that's coming down from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is my job. This is what I must do. Let's pick it up where we left off. We left off at law number 156. We are in the section part of the law that's teaching you about the dietary law. What you can eat, what you can drink, and what you can put in your body. The dietary law. Yeah, you lawless because you eat whatever you want to eat. This is a lawless people. This is a lawless world. You eat all kind of stuff that the God of Israel never told you people to eat. I told you people that the law is conformed into four different groups, understanding and knowledge. The first one is the moral law, moral things that you can do and things that you can't do when it consists of morally treating someone right, morally doing what is right according to the 613 laws written up in the Torah, in the translated Bible that you have. Morally, it's moral laws that you must do. Okay, people? And then it's civil laws, how you treat people that going to court and all that, civil laws. I'm talking about the Hebrew kingdom, the greatest kingdom on earth. Let me say it again. The greatest kingdom on earth is the Hebrew kingdom. And guess what? They ain't dead. We still the same people that we was in ancient times. We just don't know who we are. I'm going to say we because we won. The greatest kingdom on earth is the Hebrew nation. The greatest kingdom that ever exists in this world is the Hebrew nation. Why is they the greatest? Why is they the greatest? You know why? Because the God that created you, me, and everybody else is their God. The real God. The one that put life and breath. The one that give life and death. That God is their God. That's why we are the greatest kingdom on the face of the earth. We always have been, and we always will be. So you got the, you have moral laws, civil, dietary, and ceremonial laws that you must follow to understand and know the God of Israel. You must keep his law. There's no other way you can connect with him. There's no other way you can be his son or his daughter or none of that unless you keep his law. Point blank, point and simple. Yeah, the law of the land taught you that you don't have to keep it. You under grace. You under grace. You under the New Testament. You under 10 and not 613. They taught you that. They taught you that. It's a taught behavior, bro. It's a taught behavior, sus. We got to wake up and snap out now. We got to wake up and snap out now. These people done taught us long enough. Long enough. We don't need to listen to what they saying no more. We need to listen to what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, is saying right now. And he's saying, keep the law. What he always said in ancient times, he's still saying the same thing today. So law number 156 of the dietary law. We're going to finish this section of the law today. Not to eat the flesh of a beast. Thank the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit today and the holy angels and the Son of God. Not to eat the flesh or a beast that died of itself. You cannot eat nothing that die of itself. Somebody have to kill it. That's the only way you can eat an animal or a beast. Deuteronomy 14:21. Let's get that law. Let's read it. Let's go, people. It's time to learn. School time today. It's time for school right now. Cedia! Open the gate, excuse me, people. Open the gate. Deuteronomy 14:21. My beautiful goats are back. My beautiful goats are back. Deuteronomy 14:21. Ye shall not eat of anything that die of itself. Thou shall give it unto the stranger. Deuteronomy 14:1. Who is the stranger in the Bible? The Gentile. The Gentile is the stranger. It say here, Hebrew number 16:16 for Deuteronomy 14:21. Properly a guest. By implication, a foreigner, a alien, stranger. The law of the land taught everybody that they're Gentiles. Let me say that again. The law of the land taught everybody that they are Gentiles. So you know what that means, people? Do you really understand what that means? That means if you are a Gentile, you're not connected to the 613 laws, and you're not connected to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as his chosen people in the earth. Everybody believe they're Gentile. I talked to my son this morning. Guess what he said? I was calling him. I'm trying to talk to him about wealth. What is wealth? Because he believes wealth is just money and having a nice career like a doctor, a lawyer, or something like that. And that's wealth. No, that's not wealth. That's the wealth that the stranger, the Gentiles, taught you. That's wealth. That's success and prosperity. You got a good job. And no. That's not what the God of Israel called wealth. And I'm going to show you that too today. But right here in Deuteronomy 14:21, for the dietary law. That's what we're teaching about this afternoon. The dietary law. We're going to finish this. So it says right here, Deuteronomy 4, no, you can't eat no pork. You can't eat no shrimp. You can't eat no lobster. You can't eat no catfish. You can't eat no crab meat. No, you cannot. And expect the God of Israel to be your God. And expect the Holy Spirit to live inside of you and dwell in you and be happy with you. No, she will never live inside a defiled body. She'll never live inside of a body that go against the law, the dietary law, and any part of the law. She'll never live in a body like that. And that's why you people so disconnected from her and from the God that put you here. So Deuteronomy 14:21. Let's go back to law number 156 for dietary law. What you can eat and what you can drink. You shall not eat of anything that die of itself. Thou shalt give it unto the stranger. Strangers, Hebrews 16:16. Properly a guest, by implication, a foreigner. A foreigner, if you're not a Jew, if you're not a Hebrew, you are a Gentile. Point blank. If you are not a Hebrew, you are a Gentile. There's only 12 tribes that make up the Hebrew nation, that make up the Hebrew kingdom. It ain't no 100 tribes. It ain't no 50 tribes. This group and that group and your group. And no, it's only 12 tribes that make up the Hebrew nation, and anybody else outside of that is a stranger. If you're not a Hebrew, if you're not a Jew, you are a stranger. The Bible calls you a stranger, which is a Gentile. So yeah, you can keep saying you're a Gentile all you want, Christians. You can keep saying that, whoever you is. You can keep saying that. But I'm telling you, the more you say that, the more you are disconnecting yourself from the God of Israel, the Creator. Because guess what? That's why he said, you can't eat it, Hebrews, but you can give that animal, that goat or that cow or that sheep, you can give it to a Gentile, a stranger. He can eat it. He can eat it. See, the God of Israel don't really care about what a Gentile do. The God of Israel don't really care if a Gentile keep his law or not. But he care about Israel, the 12 tribes, keeping his law. That's who he gave it to, and that's who he wants to keep it. So, yeah, it's a scripture over there in the New Testament that tells the Gentiles, I think Paul said it, that the only thing y'all got to do, Gentiles, is abstain yourself from eating meat that's offered in sacrifice, and keep yourself from fornication. He didn't say nothing about them keeping the law. But anyway, I'm not speaking on the Gentiles. I'm just showing you what the dietary laws say about a dead animal laying on a road somewhere, you walking down the street, a clean animal that you can eat, like a cow, like a goat, like a lamb. Those are only the clean animals. An ox. You can give that to the Gentile, the stranger that is in thy gates, that he may eat it. See that? Deuteronomy 4:21. He told Israel they cannot eat it, but give it to the Gentiles that he may eat it, or thou mayest sell it unto an alien. This is under the law, people. I'm speaking to you about law. You don't understand and know the law. You can eat it, Gentile, or you may sell it unto an alien, which is a Gentile, not a Jew and not a Hebrew. You can't sell that to your brother and sister of the Hebrew nation. You got to get that to a Gentile. Let him eat it. You can sell it to him. And that's good to know, because one day I might see a dead cow. A dead cow just died by itself, walking down the street. I might see one and trying to figure out, what can I do with this cow? Well, the God of Israel, the law tell you, the Torah tell you, the Mitzvot tell you what you can do with it. You're going to sell it, or you're going to give it to a Gentile that he may eat it, or you can give it unto an alien. And look, when you look up the word alien right here, it says Hebrew 5:2 for Deuteronomy 14:21. Second form, stranger, in a variety of degrees and application, foreigner, non-relative, non-relative. A Gentile is not kin to us. They're not our relatives. Give it to them. Let them eat it. Sell it to them. Look what it say for law number 156. You shall not eat anything that thou of itself, Israel. Thou shalt give it unto the stranger, which is a Gentile, that is in thy gates, that he may eat it, or thou may sell it unto an alien, which is a Gentile. For thou art an holy people unto a higher thy God. Thou shalt not feed a kid in his mother's milk. You know what that means? If you have a goat, like I do have goats, and one of my goats have a baby, I cannot go and take that baby goat from the mama. Up under the law, it says that the baby goat must be with the mama for 8 days. You cannot do it. It's against the law. So this proved to you that all our ancestors, they had their own food. They had their own meat. They had their own everything. Next law. Let's talk about tithing right here. Because since I am right here, and I haven't even got to the section of the law that speaks about tithes, I can't wait to get to that. Because you got so many people got it made up in their mind that they got to give some man some money for them to teach them something, for them to know something. This is straight up paganism. The God of Israel never told you to give no man nothing, to teach you nothing, man. Not no money, not nothing. He told the children of Israel to give the priests, the Levites, which are his ministers, and no one else can minister to him. in the priest's office but a Levite. He told the children of Israel, give the Levites a tenth. And that was not money. That was all food and produce and meat and whatever else they had that they wanted to give the Levites. Let me read Deuteronomy 14:22. Close out law number 156. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed. You see that, people? Come on, Chris. Come on, Chris is in the room. Deuteronomy 14:22. Thou shalt truly tithe. What is tithe right here in the Hebrew? What is tithe right here? A tenth, it say. A tenth. A tenth. That's all it is. That's what tithe means. A tenth. All the increase of thy seed. See, I know you Christians and you fake leaders. What y'all going to do with this scripture? I know all about the Christian church. I was a pastor for about 15, 20 years. I know what y'all going to do. Y'all going to take Deuteronomy 14:22, where it say right here, thou shalt truly tithe all thy increase of thy seed. Y'all going to try to take the word seed and turn it into a money seed. But it's not talking about that at all. You know what it say for seed right here? Hebrew number 2:2-3:3. Seed, figuratively, fruit, plant. Fruit, plant. Sowing time. Sowing time. Planting the seed in the ground so it can grow. So you can get a God of Israel a tenth of that when it's time to harvest it. Sowing time. Fruitful, seed time, sowing time, a fruit plant. That's what it is, people. You will never, ever see no money nowhere in the scriptures when it comes to tithing. So what are you people falling and what are you people doing? Are you doing? You are falling the law of the land, which is all the religions that they have set up in this earth to teach you, to give your pastor and give your elder and your minister and your priest and your rabbi, give them some money. It's paganism, people. It's straight up evil. It's straight up wicked. And it's straight up paganism. Tithing don't have nothing to do with money. At all, absolutely. It's a fruit plant. That's what it say. Hebrew number 22:33. Look it up on your computer. Fruit plant. So the children of Israel had to plant their own fruit trees. We went through that last week. We went through that last week, times and seasons, where the children of Israel had to plant their fruit trees and their crops. And everything had to grow, and they had to give it to the priest so the priest can take it to the God of Israel as a sacrifice. So yes, people, you've been taught wrong, absolutely wrong, and you people are in trouble, and you don't realize how much trouble that your fake leaders have got you into, and you fall in them without educating yourself, without taking the Hebrew Bible, which is the scrolls, and looking up all the words to understand what tithing means. What is seed in the Bible? Instead of you listening to Peter Popoff and Benny Hinn and Joyce Myers and Crafto Dolly and T.D. Jakes and all of them telling you to sow a seed. Wickedness. 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 They getting more richer and you people getting more poor. Don't you understand what it's all about? Next law, law number 157. To slay cattle, deer, and fowl falling to the law if their flesh is to be eaten. Deuteronomy 12:21. I told you, you have to kill your animal that you're going to eat. Let's go to that. Deuteronomy, for law number 157, Deuteronomy 12:21, same chapter. Let's go up to chapter 12, 21 verse, people. If the place which a higher thy God have chosen to put his name there be too far for thee, then thou shalt kill of thy herd and of thy flock which a higher have given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat in thy gates whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. If the place which a higher thy God have chosen to put his name, we know that place was Jerusalem. He never chose no other place. Listen to me, people. He never chose no other place outside of Jerusalem to put his name there. And that's why I tell you people over and over and over again that you can't have no church buildings. You can't have no temples. You can't have no mosques. You can't have no synagogues. Why? Because they are all pagan, because the God of Israel only chose one place to put his name. Now, if you got a scripture to prove to me that he chose another place outside of Jerusalem, I need to see that scripture. I need to see that precept. I need to see it, but I guarantee you won't find it. He only chose one place for Solomon and David to build a temple for him. He didn't even want the temple. He didn't even want it. He said, I'm happy dwelling in the wilderness in a tent. That's scripture in the Bible. He said, I'm happy in a tent. I don't need no building and all that. Can't no building contain me. I'm a wilderness God. I'm a lofty God. I'm a high God. Your little buildings, pagan buildings that you building, I don't dwell in that. I don't dwell in temples made with hands. I do not dwell in temples made with man's hands. People wrong right there. You wrong right there. So Deuteronomy 12:21 for law number 157. If the place which a higher thy God has chosen be to put his name, there be too far. And we know Jerusalem is way over there somewhere. And we way over here on the other side of the world. If it be too far from thee, then thou shalt kill of thy herd. Kill it and of thy flock, which a higher have given thee, as I have commanded thee, and thou shalt eat in thy gate whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. So right now, I can't get to Jerusalem and get a God of Israel no goat or no sheep. I can't get there. It's too far. I got to get on a plane and all of that. And they got COVID in the earth right now. You can't travel unless you take a vaccine and a COVID test and all this madness. So he say, kill the goat. Kill the cow. Kill the sheep. And eat it. Eat it yourself, Israel. Eat it in thy gates whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. And guess what? I know what you people gonna try to say right here with law number 157 for Deuteronomy 12:21 when it say eat whatever thy soul lusteth after. No, he's not telling you to eat pork. He already told you what kind of animals you can eat, fish and all of that. So he's not telling you to eat no pork when he said, whatsoever thy soul lusts after. Your soul only supposed to lust after what is good for your body. Your soul only supposed to lust after what the God of Israel, Ahiah, told you to eat and nothing else. So no, he's not talking about no pork and no shrimp and no lobster and none of that. He'll never go against what he say. I told y'all that last week. I read a scripture in Psalms 89:34 that says, write it down now, Psalms 89:34, it says, I will not break my covenant. That means his law. And I will not alter nothing that come out of my lips. So no, right here in Deuteronomy 12:21 for Law 150:157, he's not telling you to eat no shrimp, pork, and lobster and all that stuff. You got to lust after is good, what is holy, what is righteous, what is true. The dietary law, he tells you what he wants you to eat is real. Next law, Law number 158, not to eat a lamb recovered from a living beast. Deuteronomy 12:23, for the dietary law, we're studying on that, we're teaching on that right now. 158 law, not to eat a lamb recovered from a living beast. Deuteronomy 12:23, same chapter, let's go down to the 23rd verse, people. Come on. Only be sure that thou eatest not the blood. Listen to me. You wonder why he hate Gentiles. Yeah, it's a scripture in the Bible that say he hate Edom. And he said that the Gentiles are his enemies. Yeah, you want to be a Gentile? Go ahead and be one. He don't care what you eat. That's why he just told Israel, go ahead, give it to the Gentiles. Let them eat it. They defile anyway. They defile people. So go ahead and get them the dead animal and let them eat it. But you cannot eat it, Israel. Deuteronomy 12:23. For Law number 150. Only be sure that thou eat not the blood. For the blood is in the life. For thou mayest not eat the life with the flesh. So you cannot, and you are not allowed, Hebrews, you are not allowed to eat anything with blood. You got to cook it well, well, well done. It's against the law. It's against the God of Israel. It's against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You cannot eat the meat with the blood. The flesh is say you cannot eat the life with the flesh, because blood is life. If somebody take all your blood out your body, you're going to die. If somebody take all your blood, if somebody take all the blood out of an animal, they're going to die. The blood is your life. Without blood, you can't live. That is life. That is life inside our body. We must have blood to live. That's why when somebody gets shot, all the blood gushing out of their head or their neck or wherever they got shot up, when they lose so much blood, they die. So Deuteronomy 12:23 for Law number 158. Only be sure not to eat the blood. And white folks, they love rare meat. Eat them. Esau, our big brother, Jacob's big brother, his name is Esau. Rebecca, Isaac, two twin boys. One bought the 12 tribes of Israel, which is Jacob, our father, and his big brother was Esau. And that's why the Bible called him over there in Genesis 25, Edom, Esau, mean red, because he told Jacob, you know what, Jacob, I'm hungry. Give me this. Jacob had just made a pottage of deer meat, you know, probably had some vegetables or something around it. And Esau had just came out the field. I'm talking about Genesis 25 right now. Y'all know the scripture in the Christian church about Esau and Jacob. He came from the field from hunting or whatever, because he loved to hunt. He loved to go shoot deers and goats and bears or whatever. He loved to hunt. So he came out the field this particular day. And Jacob his little brother, our father, Jacob, of the 12 tribes. He was cooking a pottage, like a stew. And Jacob said, you know what, Esau, you say, I'm hungry. Give me some of that soup or some of that pottage. Jacob said, okay, I'll give it to you if you sell me your birthright. He said, oh, what is my birthright? I don't care nothing about that. Yeah, I'll sell it to you. I need some food, man. I'm hungry. I'm tired. I need to eat. I'll sell you my birthright. You want it? Go ahead. You can have it. Just give me some of this food. And the stew, it was red. It was red. It was half done meat in the pot. And that's why he wanted it so bad. Listen to me, people. I'm trying to give y'all some sense and wisdom. That's why he wanted it so bad, because it was red. It was full of blood. Jacob had just put it on the fire, not too long, maybe 20, 30 minutes. He had just put it, and Esau looked in that pot, and he saw all that blood. He loved it. He said, oh, yes, man, this is what I want to eat. White folks, that's how you know they are Esau children. They, the European nation, are Edom. That's Edom. That's Esau children. That's our big brother Esau bloodline. European nation. Now, so he looked in the pot and he said, yeah, I want this, man. And Jacob said, okay, man, let's seal it. You give me your birthright. Give me your birthright. And I'll give you a bowl of a pottage. And that's exactly what happened. And right here in Deuteronomy 12:23, up under the law, he told the children of Israel, you cannot eat no meat with blood in it. And Esau knew that. Esau, Jacob, you know, Isaac, his daddy, had already told him about the law and what they can eat and what they couldn't eat and what they can do and what they couldn't do. But he didn't care, man. He was abominable. That's why today all his children, they love raw meat, rare raw meat. But the children of Israel cannot eat rare meat. You cannot eat no rare steak with a little blood and all that coming out of it. It's against the law. Law number 159. Not to slaughter an animal and its young on the same day. Leviticus 22:28. Let's go to that, people. Law number 159. Leviticus 22:28. Let's go. Let's go, people. So, no, you can't eat rare meat. It's under the dietary law. You cannot eat rare meat. Deuteronomy 22:28. And if you do eat it, you're breaking the law. And you're cutting yourself off. The God of Israel said, anybody break his law and go against his law, he's going to cut you off. And that's exactly what he is doing right now. He don't cut off a whole lot of people. He don't cut off women, children, men. It don't matter how old you is, what it is. If you old enough to understand what you need to do and what you can't do, then he'll cut you off if you go against what he said. He'll cut you off. That means he'll kill you. He'll kill you, or he'll make you sick, or he'll make your life horrible living in this earth. Leviticus 22:28, but law number 159, talking about the dietary law right now. That's what we're teaching, the dietary law, how you stay healthy. That's why all you people sick right now. That's why all y'all sick right now. You want to run up in the grocery store and eat all that nasty, cloned up, pagan, nasty, polluted food that Edom is selling you on your grocery store shelves. That's what you want to do when the God of Israel told you to have your own food. No, you're not serving a God of the Bible. You're not serving a God of Israel. You don't even know him. You don't even know what he wants. How you going to serve a God that you don't know, understand, and know what he wants? Now, I ain't talking about no Jesus. Jesus is a made-up character from Esau, our big brother, European nation, in their religions all over the earth. They set up Jesus. No. No, it's the law of the land that you believe. That's all it is. It's not Torah and it's not the Hebrew scrolls. His name wasn't Jesus and his name will never be Jesus. Law number 159, Leviticus 22:28. Let me read the law again. Not to slaughter an animal and its young on the same day. And when you should, and when you will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto Ahiah, offer it at your own will. Verse 30. Now let's go up to 28, 29, and 30. Leviticus 22, 28. And whether it be a cow or ewa, a lamb, ye shall not kill it and her young both in one day. Leviticus 22, 28. You cannot kill a cow and his baby or in her baby on the same day. You can't do that. It's against the law. You can't kill a cow and the baby on the same day. It's against the law. 29. And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Yeah, Ahiah, the God of Israel, he love animals. He love animals that come out of your own backyard. He love animals that you raise. Cows, lamb, goat. He love it. So stop going up, you Hebrew Israelites. I already told y'all. Y'all are polluting all the holy days because you're trying to get a God of Israel some pagan satanic meat that come out of a grocery store. And when you will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto Ahiah, offer it at your own will. On the same day, it shall be eaten up. You can't leave it overnight. You got to eat it all. You shall leave none of it until tomorrow or tomorrow. You shall leave none of it tomorrow. I am Ahiah. Therefore, shall you keep my commandments and do them, I am Ahiah. Exactly, people. Exactly. Law number 60 for the dietary law. Not to eat the mother bird, talking about a bird now, with the young. Deuteronomy 22:6. Let's go back to Deuteronomy 22:6. Yeah, y'all didn't know all this, huh? I know you don't because you don't read the Bible. You only read Bible verses and scriptures. Deuteronomy 22:6. Not to take the mother bird with the young. It say, if a bird's nest chance to be before thee in the way, and in any tree or on the ground, whether they be young ones or eggs, listen to what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what the dietary laws say for a bird. For a bird. If you walking down the street and you see a bird nest in a tree or on the ground, whether it be young ones or eggs, and the dam sitting upon the young, she done hatched all like a chicken or whatever, chicken, birds that fly in the air, whatever. If you see her sitting on her eggs, upon the young or upon the eggs, It can either be the eggs or it can either be her baby bird. Thou shalt not take the dam with the young. Leave them alone. It's against the law for you to do that. You cannot take her eggs, and you cannot destroy her nest, and you cannot take her. You must leave them alone. Look what it said in verse 7 of Deuteronomy 22. But thou shalt in any wise let the dam go and take the young to thee, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest prolong thy days. Listen to me, Hebrews and Gentiles. But thou shalt in any wise let the dam go, the young. You cannot mess with the mama and take the young little bird. You can't touch that. Leave them alone. Leave the mama, leave the birds, leave the eggs, leave everything alone. Because guess what? If you obey this law and do what the God of Israel say concerning birds and with concerning the nest of a bird, you will prolong your days in the earth. Y'all didn't know that, did you? You did not know that, did you? No, you don't. No, you don't. Let me read it again for my own understanding. For my own understanding. Because I do have a farm and I do have animals. If a bird's nest chance, because I'm not only teaching y'all, I'm teaching my own self too, the law, as I teach you. If a bird's nest chance to be before thee in the way of any tree or on the ground, whether it be young ones or eggs, and the dam sitting upon the young or upon the eggs, thou shalt not take the dam with the young. Okay, I understand that. But thou shalt in any wise let the dam go and take the young to thee, that it may be well with thee, and thou shalt prolong it, that thou mayest prolong thy days. See that, people? Y'all didn't know that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the wise and perfect God of this earth and of this universe, wrote a law in the Bible about birds that could actually prolong your life if you obey this law. So that's why it's so important for you to know the law, people. That's why it's so important for you to know the law. And that's why you got so much death in this earth. Dying at young age, old age. You got so much death in this earth. Why? Because you people are breaking the law. This one law right here will help you to live longer than you taking chemotherapy, then you taking your heart medication, then you taking dialysis. Obey the law and live, people. That's all you got to do. Obey the law and live. You will live and not die. You are dying because you are lawless and you disobeying the law and the God that wrote the law. It's simple. It is so very simple. No, your doctor can't save you. Nobody can save you. I read a scripture last week. No one can deliver you out of my hands. No one and nothing can deliver you out of my hands. That was in Psalms 89:34. Next law. Law number 160, not to take the mother bird with the young, Deuteronomy 22:6. We already talked about that. Law number 161, to set the mother bird free when taking the nest. So the nest is her eggs. The nest would be her young. You must set her free. Deuteronomy 22:6-7. I just read that. You cannot take her to yourself. You got to let her go and do whatever she want to do. Law number 162, not to eat the flesh of any ox that was condemned to be stoned. Exodus 21:28. Not to eat the flesh of an ox or a cow. It said ox right here. That was condemned to be stoned. Exodus 21:28. Let's go to that. Exodus 21:28. Ox gore a man or a woman that they die. If an ox gore a man or a woman that they die. Exodus 21:28 for law number 162 under the dietary law. If an ox gore a man or a woman that they die, then that ox shall surely be stoned to death, and his flesh shall not be eaten. But the owner of the ox shall be quit. It say quit here is Hebrew number 5355 for the owner, innocent, blameless, clean, clear, free, guiltless. So if I have an ox and my ox get out the fence and it gore a man or a woman, that the man or the woman die, then I must stone that ox to death. It didn't say shoot him with no gun. It didn't say get no knife and stab him. It simply says what it says. Stone him to death. And his flesh, you cannot eat it. So I have to stone him to death till I kill him. And then his flesh shall not be eaten. I can't eat the flesh. But the owner of the ox shall be quiet. I'm going to be blameless. Why? Because I killed him. Under the law, you have to stone the ox to death. And I cannot eat that meat. I cannot eat that meat. You got to stone him to death. But look what it said here for Exodus 21:29. That was Exodus 21:28 for law number 162. We almost finished with the dietary law. We have about 4 or 5 more and we finished. And we're going to go into the next section of the law, which will be business. It says here, Exodus 21:29. But if the ox were wont to push with his horn, and time passed, and it have been testified to his owner, and he have not kept him in, but that he have killed a man or a woman, the ox shall be stoned, and his owner also shall be to death. Yes, the greatest kingdom on earth is the Hebrew nation. There was not a kingdom like our kingdom. There was not a kingdom ever existed in this earth like our kingdom. We are gods. We are gods. So look what he's telling us as Hebrews. Look how great our God is. Look how perfect our God is. Look how powerful and wise our God is, Hebrews. So he said, you're going to kill the owner. Why? Because the owner already knows that he got to keep that ox inside. I got to keep the ox in. I can't let the ox out. Because the ox already killed a man and a woman. So I'm going to keep letting the ox out the gate that he killed another man and a woman. So that means the owner don't care what the ox do. Under the law of the God of Israel, you must stone the owner to death with the ox. Next law. That's why we must have our kingdom back. That's why we must have our God back. That's why we must have our identity back. I asked my son today. I tried to tell y'all that early. I was trying to talk to him about wealth and what wealth really means. We're going to go into more about wealth when we go into the next section of the law, which will be business. Well, I was trying to teach my son about wealth. And you know what he told me? I was telling him that we was looking up some scriptures in the Bible, and I was looking in the Hebrew definition to give him a greater understanding about what we was reading in the scripture. So I told him, could I have some water, bro? So I told him that I'm going to look up the Hebrew word in the Hebrew dictionary. Well, he said, you know what? I'm not a Hebrew, and I don't speak Hebrew. That's what he said. And that's what all you people are saying. So you know what he just did today? He sold his own self out for nothing. He sold his own self out for nothing. He don't want to be a Hebrew, and he don't speak Hebrew, and he don't know why he's not a Hebrew, and he don't know why he don't speak the Hebrew language. And he ain't trying to find out, just like you people not trying to find out. You happy with being a pagan Gentile that eat all kind of abominable meat, food, and everything else? You cutting yourself off, people. You cutting yourselves off. Not trying to understand who you are, who your God is, and what your God wants you to do. You cutting yourself off in this earth. So the owner had to be stoned to death also, because he went against the law. The Hebrew man and the Hebrew man or woman, whoever it was, had to be stoned to death. Law number 163, not to boil meat with milk. Not to boil meat with milk. Law number 163 for the dietary law, Exodus 23:19. I have to ask for water in this house. People don't have enough sense to understand that I need water, and that's a shame. Exodus 23:19. Wow. How sad is that, people? 23:19. Nah, bro, I just want some water. You don't have to get no ice and none of that. I just want some water right now. I don't need no ice. I need some water. I'm thirsty. Exodus 23:19. The first of, this is law number 163, not to boil meat with milk. The first of the first fruits of thy land, Israel. That's when we was in Canaan, Africa, Jerusalem. The first of the first fruits. The first few trees that you plant, Israel, in Canaan, in Jerusalem. Because when they got there, that's what they, when they left the wilderness and got there, that's what our ancestors had to do. They had to plant fruit trees, all kind of crops and produce. The first of the fruit trees of thy land, their own land that the God of Israel gave them, thou shalt bring into the house of Ahiah thy God. Thou shalt not seize a kid in his mother's milk. I guess the understanding of that is that you can't take a kid goat, because the kid goat is too young for you to kill if it's still up under the dam You got to wait till the kid will go get 1 year old. And then that's when you offer to the God of Israel. It's got to be 1 year old. You can't kill a goat when it's 6 months, 5 months, 4 months. It's got to be a year old. Law number 164, not to eat flesh with the milk, Exodus 34:26, same one. 165 law, next, not to eat the of the thigh vein, which is the shank, Genesis 32:33. You cannot eat the shank, and they sell shank in the grocery stores, and it's against the law for you to buy it, and it's against the law for you to eat it, and it's against the law for you even to be in a grocery store. Let me say that again. It's against the law for you to even be in a grocery store buying anything. Not only is all the meat pagan and defiled and nasty and wicked and evil, it's against the God of Israel for you to even be up in a grocery store. Why, Israel? Because you're supposed to have everything on your... Let's go to that. Law number 165 is Genesis 32:33, not to eat the thigh vein with the shank. Genesis 32:33. Come on, people. 32:33. Therefore, the children of Israel, eat not of the sinew. Let's go up to verse 30 so we'll really understand this law. Genesis 32:30. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel. Jacob, our father, the father of the 12 tribes of Israel, the father of the Hebrew nation. Jacob, Isaac's son, Abraham's grandson. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. Genesis 32:31. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Y'all know the story when he wrestled with the angel and wouldn't let the angel go, and the angel hit his thigh, and it became out of joint. Because the angel said, I got to go because it's daybreak. I got to get up out of here. I got something to do. I got to be in a certain place before the sun rise. I can't be here with you. Let me go. And he said, I refuse to let you go before you until you bless me. So he fought and wrestled with the angel. And that's how he got out of joint. And they say right here, Genesis 32:31. Y'all didn't know it was a law for that, huh? Y'all Christians. Y'all didn't know it was a law for what Jacob went through with the angel. No, you didn't know because you don't know the Bible. You don't know the Hebrew scrolls. And as he passed over Peniel, Genesis 32:31, the sun rose upon him and he halted upon his thigh. Genesis 32:32. Therefore, listen to this law, law number 165, under the dietary law, what you can put in your body, what you can eat. Genesis 32:32. Therefore, the children of Israel, and say no Gentiles, but if you Gentiles want to be with the God that created you, you must follow the law also. Therefore, the children of Israel, eat not of the sinew. Sinew. Let's see what sinew here. It's a Hebrew number 1517, a thong as compressing by analog tendon. T-E-N-D-O-N. They sell those in the market. Let me read it again, people. T-E-N-D-O-N. Tendon. Tendon sinew. They sell it in the market. I have seen those. I have seen that meat in the market. The shank. The shank. The hollow part of a thigh of an animal. Israel, eat not of the Sina, which shank, S-H-R-A-N-K, shank, it say, listen what it say here, Genesis 32:32, law number 165, under the dietary law, therefore the children of Israel, eat not of the sinew, which the shank number is Hebrew number 5384, in the sense of failure, rheumatic, or crippled, from the incident of Jacob. What did I tell you? Rheumatic. Jacob began to limp from that day, from that very day on, he never stopped limping. He had rheumatoid. Arthritis. He couldn't walk straight. From the incident of Jacob, which shrank. That's why you can't eat it. That's why you cannot eat it. Hebrews. Because our father Jacob got in an incident. He got crippled right there at the hollow part of his thigh, which is the shank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh. Genesis 32:32, which is upon the hollow of the thigh until this day. Until this day, you are not allowed to eat it. Because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. That's what the angel did. Next law, you're not allowed to eat it. And my mama done fed that to me so many times growing up as a little child. I ate shanks a lot. You know what she used to tell us? Ooh, it's a lot of meat on this part of the animal. I'm going to buy that and make me some pinto beans with it. This is what my mama used to do. I'm going to buy that and make some pinto beans because it's got a lot of meat on it. I like that. Ignorant. Yes, my mama was ignorant. My daddy was ignorant. Why? Because they didn't know the law. And anybody that don't know the law is ignorant. Let me say it again. Anybody that don't know the law is ignorant. No knowledge, no sense, lost, slow-minded, retarded. Anybody that don't know the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation, is retarded. So I think you people better start trying to understand the law. If you don't, you're going to stay retarded, dumb, lost, confused, stupid. Because only the law can make you wise. Only the law can give you sense. Only the law can give you knowledge. Only the law can give you wisdom. Not your education. Not your law of the land education that they set up all over the earth for you and your children to do all your lives. That'll never make you wise. Never. My mama went to school. My daddy went to school. But look what she was feeding me. Something, some meat that was abominable. Abominable. That I was not allowed to eat. That she was not allowed to eat. Abominable meat with a pot of pinto beans. Why? Because she was raised up in a Christian church that told her that the law is done away with and she ain't got to keep it. That's why. She was a Christian just like you and all the rest of y'all people. You was taught that the law is done away and I can eat whatever I want to eat as long as I pray over it. My mama was taught the same madness. Yes, my mama was ignorant. And stupid. Yeah, I said. And she needs to get some sense right now at 80 years old. Next law. 166 for the dietary law. We have three more, and then we're going into business. Not to eat the fat of the offering. You cannot eat fat meat, people. You cannot eat the fat from your ribs, and you cannot eat fat. I was taught that too growing up down in Alabama, country girl, as a little girl. They eat the fat, eat everything. They call it bacon fat. Bacon fat. That's what it was. Bacon fat. They make cooking grease out of bacon fat. They make lard out of fat. All kind of fat. Look what the law says, people. 166. Leviticus 7:23. Yeah, I'm not defending no stupidity no more, people. I don't care who it is. It could be my mom. It could be the president. It could be whoever. I'm not defending stupidity no more, because the Hebrew kingdom must rise. Must rise. And the only way we're going to rise is get some knowledge and sense in our minds to understand what our God wants. Leviticus 7:23, not to eat the fat of the offering. Leviticus 7:23, same chapter 23 verse. Yes, I'm going to finish all 613. Trust me, people. Trust me. It say, for law number 166, speak unto the children of Israel, Leviticus 7:23, saying, you shall not eat no manner of fat, ox, of the sheep, or of the goat. You can eat no manner of fat. And y'all people love fat. You love fat from a pig. And that's against the law to eat pig. And you children of Israel, whoever y'all is, even if you know you Hebrews, you are not allowed to eat fat. You can't eat fat, people. Period. Whether it be a goat, sheep, lamb, you can't eat fat. You can't eat it. The God of Israel don't want fat in your body. You know what it say? Grease. Marrow. Marrow ain't number bones. That's what fat is, grease. Next law. Law number 166. I'm sorry, law number 167. Not to eat blood. Leviticus 7:26. You cannot eat blood. I went through that earlier. Let's go through it again. Moreover, ye shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of a fowl or a beast, in any of your dwellings. It don't matter where you live. Don't matter where you stay. It don't matter your culture. It don't matter what you believe in. It don't matter what you go by. It don't matter what the law of the land says. Moreover, Leviticus 7:26. You shall not eat no manner of blood. No manner. No kind of way. Whether it be of a fowl, which is a bird, or a beast, or a goat, or a sheep, or an ox, you cannot eat no blood. Period. Hebrews. And also you Gentiles, if you want the God of Israel to be your God. Next law. Law number 168 under the dietary law. We have one more. Then we finish with that section of the law. To cover the blood of an undomesticated animals, deers, etc., and of fowls that have been killed. To cover the blood. Let's go to that. To cover the blood. Leviticus 17:13. Come on, people. Let's go. Leviticus 17:13, people. Come on. Yes. And whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunt and catch any beast of the or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out, look what it say, the blood thereof and cover it with dust. Let me read this law again, because you got a lot of Gentiles. You got a lot of Esau children that love to hunt, that love to hunt Gentiles. And you do got some black people, some Jacob's children. I ain't going to say black people. Jacob's children, you have 12 of them, that like to hunt also. And look what the law say. Therefore I say unto you, children of Israel, Leviticus 17:12. No soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger. Look what he said now. I just told you, Gentiles, if you're gonna say that God is your father, I'm talking about the real God. I'm talking about the God of the Hebrew nation. That's the only true and living God. Look what it say right here for you. Leviticus 17:12. Therefore I say unto the children of Israel first, no soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger, which is a Gentile. So I read it like this. Neither shall any Gentile that sojourn among you eat blood. So can't no Gentile eat blood, and can't no Israelite eat blood. Verse 13 for Leviticus 17. And whosoever man there be of the children of Israel or of the stranger, there you go, Gentiles again, that sojourn among you, which hunt, talking about hunt now, hunt animals, that hunt and catch any beast or fowl, fowl is bird, that may be eaten. Now, you can only catch clean animals now. He don't want you to eat no pig, and he don't want you to eat no oysters, some big tall birds and all that, pelicans and all of that, vultures. You can't eat that. He say, of any beast that may be eaten, that may be eaten. It's proved to you that you cannot eat what you want to eat. That's an injection in the New Testament that tell you you can pray over to make it clean. That's an injection. That's not in the Hebrew scrolls. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to say it again. So he's saying here in Leviticus 17:13, that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust. So if you catch a bird or you catch a goat or you catch a sheep or a lamb, talking about all clean animals now, clean birds, clean beasts, like animals like goats and cows. We're only dealing with clean animals. The God of Israel don't deal with no defiled animals. He don't eat that. He don't want that. He don't even want it inside of our body, because it defiles our body when we eat it, and it makes us sick. And that's why a lot of y'all sick right now. Because you choose not to follow the dietary law. You're going to eat whatever you want to eat. So he said, when you catch that beast or that bird that may be eaten, only clean animals, he shall even pour out the blood. He shall even pour out the blood there and cover it with dust. So when you catch it, you just got to maybe tie it up somewhere and let the blood just run down from the animal. And then when the blood gets through running out the animal, which is life, blood is life. That's why you're not allowed to eat it. It's life. Life is in the blood. The spirit is in the blood. The spirit is in the blood. So after you let all the blood run out, you got to cover it with dust. You got to put dirt on top of the blood. You cannot leave the blood just laying there on the ground. Say, for instance, I kill one of my goats and I want to eat one of my goats. I catch my goat and I eat my goat and I tie my goat. I kill my goat first. I slaughter my goat. And the Bible even tell you how to kill a goat and how to kill a cow. It's a certain way to kill them. You got to break their neck. You're not allowed to just cut their throat. That's not out of the law. You got to break their neck first, crack their neck, if I'm not mistaken. So if I kick my goat and I crack his neck or however I got to kill him, according to the law, I got to tie him up on a tree and let the blood run out of him. And once all the blood run out of him in a bucket or wherever on the ground, I have to cover that with dirt. I cannot leave the blood on the ground. It's against the God of Israel. It's against the law, Jew or Gentile. Next law. Law number 169, last law for the dietary. Not to eat or drink like a glutton or a drunkard. Not to rebel against father or mother. Leviticus 19:26. Let's go to that. Last law for the dietary. Leviticus 19:26. Look what it says. You should not eat anything with the blood, neither shall you use enchantment nor observe time. That's dealing with sorcery and witches and warlocks and looking at the moon and looking at the stars and looking at all of that stuff to try to tell people what's going to happen in their life and all that stuff, you know, what's going on. Observer of time. You can't do that. It's against the God of Israel to use enchantment. Let me read it. Leviticus 19:26 to help some of you witches. You got a lot of witches popping up all over the earth right now. Young witches, old witches, all kind of witches just popping up everywhere. Warlocks just popping up everywhere. That's why I say the world is getting more wicked, getting more evil, because it's lawless. They don't have a law. They only have the law of the land. And the law of the land is satanic. It's connected to Satan. That law is not righteous. That law is not holy. That law is not good, the law of the land. It's connected to the beast in his system. He say, enchantment right here for Leviticus 19:26 is Hebrew number 5:172. For enchantment, you shall not use enchantment. It say, root properly to hiss. That is whisper a magic spell. Wow. Whisper a magic spell. Oh, yeah, I see you gonna. They do it all the time in the Christian church. Y'all people are being so bewitched. They got so many spells and stuff that they do in the Christian church all the time. Whisper a magic spell. Oh, yeah, I see you gonna get $100. Oh, yeah, I see it. They start whispering, talking real quiet and all of that. I see God is showing me that you're going to get a new husband and you're going to have 5 kids. And I see you getting a promotion on your job. And, you know, that is enchantment. That is enchantment. You got a lot of wish. You have a lot of witches and warlocks in the Christian church. That's the Christian church is full of witches and warlocks. In the pulpit, from the back door, from the floor, all around. Witches and warlocks. That's all it is. And that's why the people that go to a Christian church, they so heavily spelled. They on the witchcraft so strong. So strong and so heavy. They on the so much witchcraft. That's why they can't hear God. Can't hear God. They don't know, you know, what God is saying. Why? Because they on the witchcraft. They on the magic spells for the word enchantment right here in Leviticus 19:26. This is part of the dietary law. Why? Because when somebody uses witchcraft on you and sorcery on you and enchantment on you, it's going to destroy your soul. It's going to destroy your body. It's going to destroy your mind. It's going to destroy your heart. It's going to destroy who you are. That's why it's up out of the dietary law not to use enchantment. I know so many people as members of Christian churches, man. Right now to today, they don't know if they're walking. They don't know they left from they right. They don't know they up from they down. All they know is Jesus. And they train you and teach you that that's all you need to know. You don't need to know nothing else but Jesus. That's straight up enchantment, straight up witchcraft, straight up sorcery. So it say right here for the word enchantment, last law for the dietary law, law number 169, Leviticus 19:26, Hebrew number 5:1-7:2, to whisper a spell, to whisper a magic spell, generally to procrastinate, certainly divine enchanter, mean a pastor. It mean an elder, it mean a minister, it mean an evangelist, it mean a prophet, it mean a prophetess, divine enchanter, talking about God, what God going to do for you, what God going to give you, what God say, what God want you to do. No, these people are sorcerers and warlocks and witches. The Christian church is only full of that. And that's why you people so brain dead. And you don't understand reality. You're not in reality. You're under a spell. You're under a heavy, sedated spell that only the God of Israel can break. That's why I got out of it. I got to get out of, to stop being a pastor. I had to go on a 7-day fast and cry out to God of Israel like I was a baby. Please. I don't want to be a pastor no more. Please, God, please help me. I don't want this. Because you are under strong, strong delusion, strong, strong fantasy and make-believe, and you are under witchcraft, a magic spell, enchantment, learn. Look what it say, enchantment learned by experience. So everybody look at Juanita Bynum and T.D. Jakes. Juanita Bynum looked at T.D. Jakes. That's how she started preaching and prophesying the way he do. T.D. Jakes look at, what's his name, Kenny Copeland. They call him the father of the Christian church, Kenny Copeland. T.D. Jakes started looking at him. He learned everything he learned, he learned from Kenny Copeland. You start talking like him, prophesizing like him, all of that stuff. Witchcraft. It is a learn, it say right here in the Hebrew, learned by experience. It is a taught behavior to divide, to enchant. That's why they all, when you go to any church, let me help y'all people. When you go, and I'm running out of time, I know it. When you go to any church, they all talk the same stuff. They all speak the same way, and they all say the same things. Why? Because it is a taught behavior. It's experience that they got from their leaders and their pastors, like Hebrew Israelite, Elder Ricard, all the rest of them. That's why they keep teaching the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. Why? Because their elders taught them how to put the people under spells. You ain't never under a spell. You under a spell, a religion, the law of the land. That's all it is, people. That's all it is. Religion have everything to do with enchantment, sorcery, and witchcraft. Because the God of Israel never told you to be a Christian. What scripture is that? The God of Israel never told you to join no church. What scripture is that? The God of Israel ain't never told you to build a church. And I'm going through the whole 613 laws in the Bible, and I guarantee you, I never will see a law where the God of Israel told you to be a member of a Christian church, or a Muslim church, or a Hindu church, or a Buddha church. The God of Israel, I'm going through all, the whole law. I'm never going to see a scripture that say the God of Israel told the children of Israel, go build a church. Never, people. I told you, the temple was built in Jerusalem because David wanted to build it. The God of Israel didn't tell him to build nothing. Last law, people, 169. We had Leviticus 19:26. You should not use a chaplain. Next scripture for the last law is Deuteronomy 21:20. And after that, we're going to go into business part of the law. I'm going to see how much time I have. Deuteronomy 21:20. Come on. I'm going to show y'all, people. You all mixed up and all messed up. Believe me. 21:20. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this is our son, is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. What is a glutton? This is up out of the dietary law. The last law, law number 169 for the dietary law. They went to the elders, Hebrews. They took their son to the elders of the city of Jerusalem. This is our son, is stubborn. You know what stubborn mean? Let me tell y'all what stubborn mean. Because you know what? We got 90% of the world that is so very stubborn and hard-hearted against the God of Israel. Stubborn. Hebrew number 5637. To turn away. Turn away from what? The God of Israel, the real God. To turn away from the law. What law? The 613 laws that's written up in the Hebrew scrolls. So stubborn means to turn away, reject what the God of Israel want you to do and how he want you to do it. That is morally by refactoring away backsliding. So if y'all Christian really want to know what backsliding is, it's being stubborn to the God that put you here. And it's rejecting the law. That's what backsliding means. Not keeping the law. What else can you backslide from? Not coming to the church on a Sunday? No, the God of Israel never told you to go to church on a Sunday. Never. You'll never find Sunday worship in the Hebrew scrolls or the King James translated Bible that you people read. Never. Stubborn. Away. Backsliding. Rebellious. Revolter. Slide back. Stubborn. Withdraw. Oh, no, I can't do what the God of Israel say. No, I got to eat what I want. I got to drink what I want. I got to go where I want. I got to wear what I want. I got to do what I want. It say to withdraw. You've been in COVID-19 for 2 years. And it still haven't did nothing to turn you to the God of Israel. You are stubborn. You are stubborn, 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 hard-hearted, stiff-necked, evil people. You withdraw. You love Jesus, though. You love the Christian church. You love the Hebrew Israelite church. You love your pastors and your elders and your leaders. But you hate the God of Israel. You love all your gods, Jesus, Yah, Buddha, Allah, Most High, and all the rest of them. You love them. But you hate the real God, the God that can give you life and take life away. You stubborn against him. You withdraw yourself from him. You don't got to do all of that now because you're a Hebrew Israelite. That's what your elders teach you. You ain't got to cry and you ain't got to shout and you ain't got to moan and all that stuff the Christians do. You don't got to go through all that. Oh, you got to do that and more, Hebrews. To show the God of Israel that you want him and love him, want to be, you got to do that and more. Cry, moan, shout, run, wallow in the flow. You got to do that and more. This is our son. It's stubborn, it's saying. Deuteronomy 21:20. And rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton. What is a glutton? Deuteronomy 21:20. A glutton. Hebrew number 21:51. We got a lot of gluttons. What y'all glutton on? All that nasty food up in the grocery stores. All that nasty food up in the restaurants. All that nasty, 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 defiled, evil, wicked food that the Gentiles have put in your grocery stores for you to eat. And because you people believe you Gentiles, I guess you feel it's okay for you to eat it. But it's not. You are a glutton. Just like this Hebrew little boy, he rebelled against his mom and dad. Because his mom and dad told him, no, you can't be eating all that stuff now. You can't be going out getting drunk every night. Glutton, Hebrew number 21:51. To shake as the wind, that is to quake figuratively, to be loose, morally worthless. Worthless. Prodigal, like the prodigal son. He was a glutton. Blow down, glutton, riotous eater. Riotous eater. That means you eat all kind of stuff. All kind of stuff. Crabs, lobster, pig, roaches, crocodile, lizard, snake, all kinds. Bats, dogs. Yeah, they sell dog meat in the Chinese store. Y'all still want to eat that? That's why that Chinese food is stank, man. That food stink. I used to always wonder, why do this food stink so bad, man? Every time I went up in the Chinese store, their food always had an odor. I couldn't figure it out for a long time, many years. Them little, what they call them, Chinese ribs. They ain't nothing but little ribs of a little chihuahua or a little cat or something like that. That's why they so little. What they call it, what's that other one they call it, pepper steak? I used to love that. Stink, man. It ain't nothing but a beef. It ain't nothing but a dog that they chopped up and cleaned and cut up and put it in there, man. Telling y'all people, you are a glutton. You are a riotous eater. You are vile. That's what it say right here for the Hebrew number. 21:51, vile, nasty, polluted. You have polluted the temple of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahayah is his name. You have polluted the temple. I know I'm running out of time, people. Yeah, it's okay. You have polluted the temple. Guess what else it say? Drunker and a drunker. So this young man, he was a glutton, eat all kind of defiled meat, pork, shrimps, whatever he wanted to eat. He didn't care about the Hebrew law. He didn't care what the law said that he couldn't eat. So his mom and his daddy took him to the Elks and said, okay, what I'm going to do with him? You know what they did with that little boy? Let me show what they did with him. He was Deuteronomy 21:20. See, the God of Israel, he's no God to play with people. You know what happened to him? Let me read it. When I get through reading the Hebrew number for drunkard, 54:33, to quaff, to satiety, that is become tipsy, drunkard, feel self to be wine bibber. You overdrunk, falling around and swabbing and all of that and don't know where you're going. This young man did it every day. He did it every day. He did it so much that his mom and his dad took him to the elders of the city. Look at 21:21 of Deuteronomy. And all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shall thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. So they killed the boy. That's what the elders told him, the parents, that they had to do. Because he didn't want to listen. He didn't want to listen. He didn't want to keep the law. He didn't want to follow what the God of Israel told him to do. So they said, we're going to stone him that he died. And we're going to put evil away out of Israel. And all Israel, when they see us kill this little boy, because he eating all kind of pork, pig, and shrimps, and lobster, he just an alcoholic, he just drank every day, then they're going to begin to fear the God of Israel. So what I am saying with this last law, the dietary law, law number 169, whatever the God of Israel say, that's what it is, people. It's not what your president say. It's not what your government say. It's not what no one say. The law of the land that they made don't mean nothing to the God of Israel. Why? Because he ain't never told y'all to keep that. You want to keep it, go ahead and keep. But you would not be serving the God of Israel and making the God of Israel keeping the law of the land happy. You won't be, people. So they had to kill that young man. They stoned him to death. Okay? I know y'all say all the time, Chris, because Jesus came, I'm not under the law. That's not true. That's not true. That's a false statement. That is a false statement. And that's why a lot of people is dying right now today. The God of Israel don't have the Hebrew nation set up as a nation in a kingdom to execute his judgment. Because that's what we was created for, to execute the God of Israel judgment in the earth. And because we are not, we think we're somebody else other than who the God of Israel put us here to be. We're not able to be the Hebrew nation until we realize who we are, until we realize who our God is, until we realize we have a law to keep and a God to please. That's the only way we'll ever be the Hebrew nation again. We are the Hebrew people in the earth, but our kingdom got took away from us for the same thing that this young man was doing in Deuteronomy 21:20, being stubborn and rebellious and glutton and a drunkard. So he had to die because he broke the law. And guess what, people? You got to die too because you're breaking it. And that's why so many people are dropping dead right now all over the earth, young and old. Why? Because you have broke the law. I'm going to say it again. you have broke the law and you have went against the God of Israel. And that's why you got death climbing up in every window that you can see. So much death in the earth. I read on the news today. It was three sisters. Three sisters, it say. One of the sisters was in a wheelchair. Three young women. They maybe 15. I'm in overtime. 15, 20. I don't know. I didn't read the article. I just looked at it. But they was walking down the highway pushing their little handicapped sister in a wheelchair on the highway going somewhere at night. I don't know where they was going. But guess what? Somebody pulled up on them and ran them down and killed every last one of them. One is in the hospital fighting for a life. I think it was four of them. So people, please, it doesn't matter if you're handicapped. It don't matter if you're 3 years old. It don't matter if you're 10 years old. It don't matter how much money you have. It don't matter what career you have. It does not matter who you are and what you are. The God of Israel is cutting people off in this earth. He's stoning them to death. Just like he did this little boy for breaking the law. The elders of the city stoned him to death. He don't got the Hebrew nation to execute judgment in the earth, so he have to do it itself. We don't got the Hebrew elders. The ones that we do have, the elders that say they in the truth and they know they Hebrews and all of that, they not following the law. They not following the law. They not following the God of Israel. So the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he execute judgment himself in the earth with his angels. Why? Because we, his people, we are in captivity up out of the Gentiles, and we too busy upholding the law of the land instead of upholding the law of the God of the Hebrew nation. So he stoned people, and he killed people, and he execute judgment himself. So that's why you got so many people dying right now. Little girls, little boys, it doesn't matter who you is, how old. Because you people have broke his law too many times. Yes, he is a merciful God. He is a merciful God. But his mercy gonna only go so far. Let me say it again, prophetically speaking to you. He is a merciful God. But his mercy is only going to go so far, people. And guess what? You people have went overboard with your lawlessness and your paganism and your false God and your false religion and all this stuff, your education and your job and your work and all the laws of Satan in this land. You have went overboard. Now the God of Israel have to correct you with death and destruction in this earth. That Israel, Deuteronomy 21:21, and all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shall thou put away evil from among you, and Israel shall hear and fear. See, the 10% going to wake up out of all this death and all this destruction and all this COVID-19 and all this disease and plagues and stuff that's going to hit this earth. The children of Israel, the remnant, the 10%, they're going to begin to fear and they're going to wake up. And that's why you see everything going on the way it's going on right now. And guess what? Nobody can stop the God of Israel. Nobody can stop no one and nobody. So people, I have read the whole section of the 613 laws in the Bible that talks about dietary law. Now you know what you can eat, what you can't eat, and what you can do with good animals and bad animals, how you treat animals, and how you know now. For the ones that's here listening, and the ones that don't want to listen and just tuning me out and all of that, stay in your madness and stay in your mess and see what happens. Next section of the law. Business and practices. Businesses and practices. I'm only going to read about, I think I'm going to read about five or six of them, and then I have some scriptures, a couple of scriptures I want to read, and a couple of news articles. So right now, we are in the section of the law that talks about business decisions. Did y'all know that the law is so beautiful and so great and so powerful that it even have in the Torah, the 613, it even have about businesses, how you conduct business, how you don't do it, what you practice, and what you do. Let's go to it. Law number 170 for business and practices. Not to do wrong in buying or selling. Not to do wrong in buying and selling. It's a certain way to buy that the God of Israel told the children of Israel. It's a certain way to sell that the God of Israel told the children of Israel. You can't buy what you want in the way you want to buy it, and you can't sell what you want in the way you want to sell it. It is a law for that. Y'all didn't know that either, because the law of the land don't teach that. The law of the land doesn't teach that. They ain't going to teach that. Because they know if they keep y'all people... if they keep y'all breaking the law and going against the God of Israel, then they know they're gonna keep you people right where they want you to be. Law number 17, not to do wrong in buying and selling. Leviticus 25:14. Let's go to that. I have two news articles I want to sell. Matter of fact, I'm gonna read the news articles right now. I'm gonna hold that, because the news articles have everything to do with eating. And I already finished the dietary section of the law, so I want to read this in my closing out of that section. This is an article, June 8th, 2021, yesterday. Children in Iowa hospitalized with E. coli infections. Investigators looking for cause. Public health officials in eastern Iowa are investigating a cluster of E. coli infections that has hospitalized at least three children with a severe type of kidney failure known as HUS. So you got three children right now in Iowa that's hospitalized. E. coli, poison of the meat, poison of some meat that they ate, gave them severe kidney failure. That's why, people, it is so important that you have your own food, because the God of Israel already knew what the Gentiles was going to do and setting up all their pagan grocery stores and supermarkets all over the earth to defile the children of Israel. He already knew that. And that's why he told Israel, when you get to Canaan, when you get to the land that I promised to your forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, plant your fruit trees, plant your corn, plant your beans, plant your green beans, plant your olives, plant your broccoli, plant all of your crops. And when you get there, I want you to make sure you kill all the animals that's there. I don't want none of them animals to y'all for a minute in my closing out of the dietary law. I don't want none of those animals that's in Canaan. Canaan is Africa. North Africa, I believe it is, or South, either one. I'm not going through that. He told them, before you go, Joshua, you and Caleb, y'all got to go over there and inspect the land. And look how you could, I want you to come back and let Moses know how you're going to take the land from the Canaanites. I want you to kill animals. I want you to kill children. I want you to kill women. I want you to kill men. I want you to take everybody and everything out, Joshua. I don't want nothing to live and no one to live. Cleanse this land for me. I don't want nothing that the Canaanites have. I don't want nothing that the Africans have. That's why I say we're not Africans, dummies. We're not Africans. The God of Israel told the Hebrews to go to Africa, Canaan, and kill everything, women, children, animals. There's no way we can be Africa. He hates the African food that they had. So he said, kill them. Take them now. Cleanse this land. So look at here, people, in the news. You got three children fighting for their life from E. coli, kidney failure. Let me keep reading this article. Investigators have not identified. I ain't going to go into no more of that. I just want to read the headline. Next news article. Reports find STEC infections were down slightly in Europe in 2019. Let's go to the next news article. June, that's too old. I'm dealing with today, what's going on right now. June the 6th, 2021. Publisher platform. These raw breaded chicken products seem to be a problem. You know what a raw breaded chicken product is? Chicken nuggets, boneless chicken. Chicken nuggets, boneless chicken, breaded chicken wings. It's a problem. This week, this article is June the 6th, 2021, a few days ago. This week, the CDC public health and regulators invested in several states. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Food and Safety and Inspection Service, announced a multi-state outbreak of salmonella enteritis infections linked to raw breaded chicken nuggets, boneless breaded. You know the boneless, when you go get the boneless, they got the bread already on them. It has salmonella poison, people. Your chicken nuggets that you love to take your kids to McDonald's and buy. Your chicken nuggets that you love to get out of your pagan, nasty grocery stores and give it to your children to eat. Your boneless chicken that you love to eat up in your grocery stores and your restaurants. Salmonella infection. That's why you people are dying, man. Because you're putting the wrong food in your body. You're putting the wrong food in your children's body. Why? Because you refuse to follow the law. And you refuse to do what the God of Israel told you to do concerning food and concerning what you can eat and what you can't eat. You refuse. You're just like that little boy that the elders stoned to death and killed. You're stubborn and rebellious. Eat what you want and do what you want. And that's why you got death uncharted right now. Little kids in the hospital with kidney failure and all kind of stuff from eating nasty meat in the grocery store and in the restaurants. The restaurants, too, are full of processed food. Full of processed food. All the food in the restaurant is processed. Nasty, nasty, nasty food. All the food in the grocery stores, processed. Nasty, nasty food. Killing people. Women, children, and everybody. Giving you breast cancer, stomach cancer, kidney cancer, kidney failure, all kind of sickness and diseases coming from food that the God of Israel never told you to eat. See how rebellious you people are and evil and wicked you people are against the real God. How can he care about a people and about a society like this? He can't do nothing but kill. What else can he do with you? You don't want to obey him. You don't want to listen. You don't want to repent and correct yourselves and the stuff you're doing wrong to him. What else he going to do with you and your children? That's why so many kids dying right now. What else can he do? Let your children grow up. And I'm speaking wisdom right now to you. Let your, in the prophetic, let your children grow up. So they could be the next you and the next me and the next them and them who rebelled against the God of Israel. He's going to let them grow up and be just like you and eat what you want to eat and go where you want and where. No. He said, no, I'd just rather end their life right now because the mom and the dad's already defiled the kids. They already taught them to be lawless. They already taught them to be evil. They already taught them to be wicked. They already taught them to pray to other gods. They already taught them to eat whatever the grocery store have in there. They already taught them. I didn't put them in the earth. I didn't put you in the earth to do what you're doing. But then you want to teach it to your kids and their kids and their kids and their kids. And it just keep going on. So now he's just taking people out. Because you people won't quit. Next news article. Norovirus outbreak sends one to hospital. This was a news article for June the 4th, 2021. Norovirus. It was coronavirus. Now they got a virus called Norovirus. N-O-R-O. V-I-R-U-S, Noro. It ain't Corona no more. It ain't COVID no more. They don't got, they don't, they call themselves, don't calm that down with the vaccine, they say. You people kidding me? No vaccine can stop the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Israel. Noro virus. That's a new virus. A new plague that just hit this earth. Norovirus outbreak. Wow, people. He already told me to write a book about the coronavirus, COVID-19. He might tell me to write one about this virus. that you people don't want to read and know nothing about. Why? Because you rebellious and you stubborn and you're stiff-necked, evil, wicked people. Norovirus outbreak sins, and I'm speaking to you as the prophet of the God of Israel. Norovirus outbreak, send one to hospital, investigation ongoing in Seattle. Oh, the outbreak, norovirus, let me write this word down, because I know they're going to be talking more on this in a minute. Norovirus, oh, Seattle, that's where it's at. Public health officials, again, it comes from you eating and drinking and glutting and disobeying the dietary law. Public health officials are investigating an apparent norovirus outbreak. Look, people, come on. Talking about the dietary law. We teaching about the dietary law. Public health, June the 4th, 2021. Public health officials are investigating apparent norovirus outbreak traced to a restaurant. What did I just tell you, people? Traced to a restaurant in Seattle. Restaurant, nasty, nasty, polluted food. That the God of Israel never told you to sit in no restaurant and eat no food. That is a law of the land. That is a taught behavior that we have been taught by the law of the land and the people that set it up. They love going up in restaurants, the Gentiles. They love going up in their fancy restaurants. Eating their steak and eating their lobster and eating their caviar and eating their octopus and their shrimps and whatever they want to eat. You're not following the God of Israel. You are following the law of this land. So the norovirus outbreak in Seattle is linked to a restaurant in Seattle. More than 20 people. Oh, okay, come on. Dietary law, people. You can't do it. You cannot do it. You cannot eat everywhere and whatever you want and when you want. You got to have your own food in your backyard. I can't tell you enough that. Yes. You must have your own food and water. More than 20 people have reported illnesses and one has been hospitalized. This is from a restaurant. Some kind of food that they, some meat or something they ate up in a restaurant when the God of Israel told you what kind of meat to eat under the dietary law. They got 20 people sick and one was hospitalized from norovirus outbreak. Sound like coronavirus, huh? Coronavirus, probably was something y'all ate too. I wouldn't doubt it. Let me keep going, people. New Salmonella outbreak traced to raw frozen breaded chicken products. June the 2nd. I already read that one. Keep giving your kids the McNuggets and all that stuff up in McDonald's and up in the grocery store. Keep on. Keep on, people. Next news article. Cassette decree shut down production of real water because of violations and links to outbreak. So they got a water now. They have a water that's called real water. Oh, man, these Gentiles, the law of the land, they fix it up real pretty for you, don't they? They call it real water, so you'll think ain't nothing wrong with it. Purified water. spring water, they call it. Damn water. No, polluted water. That's what you need to call it. Polluted water. That's the real name for it. So they got this, it's called real water. They shut down the production of it because of violations and links to outbreak. This was June the 2nd, 2021, news article. A federal court permanently enjoined a Henderson, New Nevada company for preparing, processing, and distributing adulterated and misbranded bottled water. Wow. Y'all still don't believe the law is important, huh? All the God of Israel ever told you was to have your own food and your own water and your own everything. That's all he ever told Israel. That's all he, and he gave it to them when they went to Canaan. What did they do? Rebelled against, he said. So your water is giving people all kind of outbreaks. You got to have your own well, people. You cannot drink the water in the water stores, in the grocery stores. You cannot. That's under the dietary law. You cannot drink water that comes from a grocery store. You cannot. Poison. It's got all kind of chemicals and fluoride and all kind of stuff in it that's going to hurt your body and hurt you and your children. What's wrong with you people? Just taking some of that money that you got out of bank and go and find you a land somewhere, a nice little cheap land somewhere, and just dig you a well. What's wrong with that? Large, one more news article, and then I'm going to just probably read two or three of these about business practices, and I'm going to end it. Large salmonella outbreak linked to melons. Y'all know them orange cantaloupes, melons, even fruit. And what did the God of Israel tell you? Have your own fruit trees, Israel. Have your own fruit trees. You don't need to go up in no market and buy no fruit. You don't need to go to no white man farm and garden and buy no fruit. You don't have to go to the Gentiles and buy nothing from them. Have your own fruit tree. That was up out of the law for the children of Israel to plant their own trees when they get to Canaan. That's what tithing is. Tithing was 10% of the fruit. And the corn. They got an outbreak with melon now. They got an outbreak with the water. See what the God of Israel is showing you people, man. Everything that you ever believed in and trusted in is failing you right now. Your whole system is failing you. The beast system is failing you right now. Why? Because the God of Israel is the one going to knock it down. Millet have been linked to salmonella outbreaks that has affected 200 people in more than 10 countries. 10 countries, people. A little innocent fruit like a melon. A cantaloupe, I call it. Wow, people. Oh, my God. Y'all just don't know how important it is, man.
to do what the God of Israel want us to do. You just don't know how important it is. They gonna kill you, people. They gonna kill you eating out of the restaurants and the grocery stores. The food is gonna kill you. Destroy your body. Because you breaking the dietary law and you breaking the law. He told you to have your own fruit and your own water and your own meat. So it have affected 200 people in 10 countries. Denmark, Belgium, Finland, France, Germany, Ireland, Netherlands, Norway, Sweden. These are some of the countries that the cantaloupe have infected people. Food and safety complaint case still, that still isn't over. This was an article May 28, 2021. Just more than 8 years ago, well-known Georgia defense attorney Edward D. Tolley told a young magistrate judge they was both looking at, I ain't going to read that, I can't go no farther with it. Grass, look what this say here. Organic now. Let me tell you, when you get your labels in the grocery stores, when it says organic, it's not real organic, people. They just put the label on there to say organic. These people can do whatever they want to do. They didn't want to set the rules up. They didn't want to set the law of the land up. They didn't want to set up all your grocery stores. They didn't want to set up all your restaurants and everything. They could do whatever they want to do to the God of Israel. Stop them. It's an organic local grass-fed yogurt, tater, or organic PCC community market organic yogurt now was in a refrigerator of one of the outbreak victims. So they found this organic yogurt now. They found this organic yogurt in the refrigerator. It say organic. Or one of the victims of the outbreak. State report no E. coli found yet and investigated a dairy leak of outbreak. They looking into it. They looking into it. Meat slicer linked to Listeria, L-I-S-T-E-R-I-A, meat slicer linked to Listeria infections in Italy and in an Italian hospital. A contaminated meat slicer, where you slice meat with, you got to be careful going up in the markets, people. Getting all that old sliced meat and stuff. That's why I don't slow down on eating all that, you know, going to the, over there where they cut the meat. I don't slow down on that. And contaminated meat slicers were behind four Listeria infections in an Italian hospital in late 2020. Now, people, I'm finished with all of that. It's on you, people. It's on you now. It's off me. Your blood is not on my hand. When it comes to the dietary law, your blood is not on my hand, Israel. My hands are clean. Your blood is not on my hand. I told you what the God of Israel wanted me to tell you. That's up to you. Business practices. We're going to just read three of these people, and I'm going to leave after that. I'm going to leave. We're going to pick up the scriptures next Saturday. We're going to pick the scriptures up Saturday. I'm going to just read three of these laws in business practices. That's what we in now, business practices. Law number 170, not to do wrong in buying or selling. Leviticus 25:14. Let's go to that. Leviticus 25:14.
And if thy sell aught unto thy neighbor, or buys aught unto thy neighbor's hand, you should not oppress one another. According to the number of the years after the Jubilee, thou shalt buy or thy neighbor, and according to the numbers of the years of the feast, he shall sell unto thee. So it's all about the way you buy things and the way you sell things. It's a law for that. It's a law for that. Talking about your neighbor, which is the children of Israel. Israel, Hebrews, the children of Israel is our neighbors. Law number 171 for business and practices. Not to make a loan to an Israelite on interest. Leviticus 25:37. Let's go all the way down to the 37th verse, same chapter, Leviticus 25. It says in Leviticus 25:37, for law number 171, not to make a loan to an Israelite on interest. Thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury, nor lend him thy victuals for increase. So a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, thou shalt not give him thy money on usury. So if I give you $100, because I'm a Hebrew, I'm from the tribe of Judah. Jacob is my father. If I give you $100, I cannot use usury upon you and say, give me $120 back. I can't charge you no interest because you my brother and you my sister. So whatever they give you, you got to get them back the same amount. It said, nor lend him thy victuals for increase. So if a Hebrew brother, a Hebrew sister come to me and say they hungry and he needs some chicken, I got to go in my refrigerator, get him some chicken out of there. And don't expect nothing in return. Don't tell the brother or the sister, well, I'm going to give you this chicken, but tomorrow you got to give me $10 for my chicken. I'm gonna give you this chicken, but tomorrow you're gonna have to pay me $5 or $10 for this chicken I just gave. That's against the law. You can't do that to your Hebrew brothers and sisters. You cannot. Whatever you give them money, you give it to them. And guess what? It's a law in the Bible that say when you give your Hebrew brother or sister some money, Don't expect it back. Don't tell them you loaning the money to them. You give it to them. Don't expect anything back from them. You give them some chicken, don't expect nothing back from the chicken you give them. Out your refrigerator, out your backyard, or wherever the chicken is. I am a higher your God. Leviticus 25:38, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your God. Next law, law number 171 for business practices, not to make a loan to an Israelite. I just read that. Next law. Law number 172, people. I'm getting ready to leave. Not to borrow on interest. Law number 172 for business and practices. Y'all don't know how to do no business. You don't know nothing about business. You know absolutely nothing about business. Because the law of the land, the people that set up the law in this land, they robbing you people blind. Rob the Gentiles. They robbing you Hebrews blind. Everything you get from them is usury. You got to pay back interest. Everything, a credit card. You go to their grocery store and buy their food. They got taxes on their food. Oh, my God, people. You buy a pack of chicken out their grocery store. The chicken say $5 a pack. But when you get up to the cashier, it's going to be $1.60. I mean, $5. It's going to be $6.50. Usury, people. Interest. Taxes is interest. Every time you work for them, as usury. You working for them, and they charging you interest on the money that they give you. The check that they give you, they charging you interest. You got to pay taxes for working on their job in their corporation. You got to pay them. They taking money out of your check, the government. Usury, that's what it's called in the Bible. Everything in this earth is set up out of usury. Everything. Why? Because you got to pay taxes for everything. And if you go get a loan from it or take a credit or something, you got to pay interest for everything. So you see how dumb you people are? You see how dumb you people are, man. You'll never get ahead. You'll never get nowhere other than a paycheck and a pension check when you get old. That's all you're going to ever have. And guess what? That pension check that they give you, that's all the little money that they took out of your check. They ain't giving you nothing. You work for that pension check. And guess what? You're going to take that pension check and go to their restaurant and eat all their salmonella, E. coli, nasty, polluted food. But you're going to go up in their restaurant, their grocery store, and buy all that nasty salmonella, E. coli food on their shelves. And that water on their shelves. People, y'all is so gone, man. Y'all is so gone, and all your leaders, all your elders, they just as stupid as y'all people are. And I told you, I'm the prophet of the God of Israel. I'm here to correct you. I'm here to correct you. That's my job, to correct you. Law number 172 for business and practice. Deuteronomy 23:20. Let's go to that. I'm going to read two more, and that's it, people. I'm finished. Deuteronomy 23:20. Look what it say, people. Look what it say. Yeah, you want to stay asleep. You want to stay asleep, people. You want to stay asleep. There's no more time to sleep. Now you got to wake up. If you want to be with the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, you got to wake up now. Deuteronomy 23:20. It said not to borrow on interest, law number 172, Deuteronomy 23:20, because this would cause the lender to sin. People that set up all your banking institutions. That's all it is anyway, an institution that program you to do what they want you to do. Put your money in the bank. After you don't work hard for your money all week long, man, you taking your little paycheck, your $200 or your 300,000, your 3,000 pesos, all your hard work earned money, and take it to put it in a bank. You go deposit the whole check in the bank and let a stranger, a Gentile, because that's what they are, Gentiles, Esau and all the rest of them. They didn't want to set up all that. You trust these people to put your hard-earned money that you have worked for them like dogs all week long, with them charging you interest and taxing your money, usury. And then you're going to take the little check, the little pesos, and go put it in their bank. Wow, people. You know what you're doing, people. You're giving them the money right back. Every time you put it in their bank, you're telling them you trust them. And the God of Israel always told you not to trust man. He already put that in the law. So every time you take that little check, when you work, when the God of Israel never told you to work for man, no way. You're supposed to be working for him. You take that little check, put it in their bank, you're telling them that you trust them. And you tell the God of Israel you don't trust him. You don't trust his law and what he told you to do and what he told you not to do. They laughing at y'all because they can easily just say, oh, for security reasons, the banks, all the banks in the world is shut down for security reasons. And we don't know when they're going to open up. They can so easily say that. And guess what? You people ain't got no money. You ain't got nothing because you put your last $200 paycheck in the hands of the Gentiles. That's how dumb. And that's how much y'all love the laws of this land. They didn't want to tell you to put your money in the bank. What scripture is that? That the God of the Bible told you to put some money in the bank. It's not one. Abraham was wealthy. He never put his money in no bank. He was his own bank. Let me say it again. He was his own bank. And that's what you people are supposed to be, your own bank. But they already know y'all people ain't got no knowledge, no sense, no wisdom, and no understanding. And guess what? You ain't trying to get none either. Deuteronomy 23:20, for law number 172. Unto a stranger thou mayest lend upon usury. But unto thy brother, thou shalt not lend upon usury. That Ahiah thy God may bless thee, and all that thou settest thy hand, and all the land whether thou goest to possess it. I can lend to a Gentile on usury. A Gentile is anybody that's not a Jew or a Hebrew. If a Gentile come to my house right now and say, I need $50, according to the law right here in Deuteronomy 23:20, I can give him the $50 and tell him he got to pay me $70 back. He got to pay me $70 back. Why? Because he's a Gentile. He's not an Israelite. He's not my brother. He's not my sister. He's not my neighbor. He's a stranger to the God of Israel. He's a stranger. That's what the God of Israel calls a stranger, a foreigner. So yeah, unto a stranger thou mayest lend upon usury. What is usury? It say right here, Hebrews 5:3-9:1, to strike with a sting as a serpent, figuratively to oppress with interest on a loan. Bite, lend upon usury. To oppress with interest on a loan. That's what usury is. A Gentile, yeah, but not your brother. Unto thy brother, thou shalt not lend upon usury. That Ahiah thy God may bless thee and all that thou settest thy hand and the land whether thou goest to possess it. So you got a lot of you got some Hebrew Israelites that have their own businesses, like grocery stores or clothing stores or shoe stores, or you got Hebrew Israelites that have their own businesses. But guess what? They still taxi their brothers and sisters. You shouldn't even sell another Hebrew nothing. You're supposed to give it to them. You don't sell another Hebrew nothing, man. That's your brother. We want. We are one. I'm talking the ones that know they Hebrews and know that they God is the God of Israel. That's who I'm talking about. You got Hebrew Israelites that don't know they Hebrews. They say they Gentiles. So if they say they Gentiles, then you treat them like they Gentiles, because that's what they say they is. And they don't want to know nothing other than that. Law number 173 for business and practices. So you Hebrew Israelites call yourself having clothing stores, and you into the truth, and you selling a Hebrew line of clothes with the fringes and borders of blue. You don't have no business, Elder Ricard, and all the rest of y'all elders. I'm talking to y'all. The God of Israel is talking to you today. You don't have no business selling the members of your churches clothes that you made. You don't got no business doing that. Everybody that know they are a Hebrew, you just got to give it to them. Give it to them. Don't charge them for no Hebrew calendar and all that stuff. Are you people bad? You are one. We brothers and sisters. We don't sell to one another. We don't use one another. We don't export one another. We don't make merchandise of one another. That's a scripture in the New Testament, not to make merchandise with one another, upon your brother and your sister, your neighbors. And that's exactly what you Hebrews doing. So it say here, for 173, they're going to cut me off. I'm going to go down to one more after that. Law number 173, not to take any part in usurious transactions between borrowers and lenders, neither as a surety, nor as a witness, nor as a writer of the bond for them. Exodus 22:24, and one more after that. Business and practices. You cannot open a business, Hebrews, if you don't know how to run a business according to the law. You got to run a business according to the law. You got to buy and sell according to the law. Exodus 22:24. That's why y'all businesses are not prosperous. That's why your business is not growing. That's why your business is not getting you nowhere. Because you use a usury with one another. Charging interest to one another. Some of y'all own real estate companies. Black people, Hebrew people. Some of y'all that know y'all Hebrews. Y'all own real estate offices. Y'all went to school to be a realtor. You set up a little office. Now you got other Hebrew men and women coming to your office. And you doing the same thing that the Gentiles do. You give them the loan for the house or the car or whatever they want, and you charging them interest. And you say you are a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, and you charging them interest. Because you copying off the law of this land. When the law of the Bible tells you not to use usury with your brothers and your sisters and your neighbors, which are Hebrews. When I get through teaching this whole 613 laws, I'm going to have a whole lot of knowledge and a whole lot of wisdom and a whole lot of understanding. And guess what? Then I'll be able to look to Abraham, my father, and get my wealth. Because I'm going to know how to get it and what I got to do when I get it. Exodus 22:24. One more after that, people. I'm going to say I'll talk to y'all later. I got to go do some other things now. 22:24. And my wrath shall wax hot. Let me go up. 21. It's talking about the fathers and the widows and, you know, fatherless children. If thy, 22:25 of Exodus. If thou lend money to any of my people that is poor by thee, thou should not be to him as a usurer. Neither shall thou lay upon him usury. You cannot charge him interest on a debt. You wonder why the God of Israel is angry up in this earth, up in this world. They have set up all kind of laws in this land to charge people interest on a debt. And they're teaching you how to do the same thing, which is usury. Thou should not lend money to any of my people that is poor. Thou should not. If thy lend money to any of my people that is poor, I'm poor, you poor, everybody poor, by thee, thou should not be unto him as a usurer. He talking to the Gentiles that set up all your laws. Israel is poor. You ain't got no business charging them interest on a loan or a debt. It's against the God of Israel. That's why he got to come back, people, and take care of business up in here. Last law for today. Law number 174. You can't have no sureties or bonds and all that stuff. Titles and all that stuff with interest and all kind of madness they got set up in this world for the laws. Last law, 174, to lend to a poor person. Exodus 22:24. I just read that. And with that, people, I'm going to put a check right here by this. And we're going to pick it up Saturday at law number 174 for business and practices. And we're going to also read some scriptures Saturday and go into more about teaching about wealth, how we get wealth, what we got to do with the wealth when we get it, how we going to get wealth, real wealth, not this wealth that you see in this earth. I'm talking about the wealth of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm going to talk to you people Saturday. If the God of Israel says, okay. This is God's law versus the law of the land. 8-week teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible. Audio number 8. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elishaba. I'll talk to y'all later. God of Israel, I thank you. I honor you. Holy Spirit, give you the glory and the praise. Thank you for this day. Seal it, God of Israel. Seal your knowledge, your wisdom, your information that you have put in the earth. Let the angels seal what I have said today and let it register on the people that you need for it to go to and see and talk to. Thank you, God of Israel. You're a good God. I give you the praise and honor and the glory. Talk to y'all people later.